like a woman rising from...
What was his name anyway?
It was some union. On the State Liquor Control Act, you know. And the Dunns were very much opposed to it. Because if it had passed, it would have wiped out a lot of the rackets that were going on, which I guess they had a good finger in the pie. And so they were very desperately fighting against it, and it actually was a very hot issue. And one by one, they had really blackmailed the various union leaders to oppose this law that Benson was endorsing and 665 was endorsing, and a lot of people in the Farm and Labor Party were endorsing.
Pizza's ready.
Thank you.
You want this?
Thank you. And it finally got to the point, you know, where they were using these goons to go around and scare people, you know. And I remember once we came to a Central Labor Union meeting, you know, and there were all these tough guys hanging around, you know.
You want a piece of pizza?
Thank you very much.
And they were passing out some literature about how you were supposed to vote on in the Central Labor Union on this issue. And they actually had guns, you know. And it looked like it was going to be pretty damned effective, I remember. And Swan went right up to one of those guys, you know, and just poked him and said, "Now, what the hell do you think you're going to try to do tonight, you goddamn fool? Don't you know any better?" You know, and the guy, you know, pulled the gun on him, and he just talked to him like, you know, a father. "Now, you know, that's silly. You can't do that." And it just completely disarmed this guy, you know. I can remember Roy Weir was standing right there and looking at the whole thing, you know, trying to size up how the thing was going to go. And I remember it was quite the talk of the whole place, you know, the way everybody was so damned intimidated by these people, but Swan wasn't.
You had that gift.
Well, he just really and truly wasn't scared.
No, he was scared, but he knew that you can persuade people in a different way than just reacting with another gun. You know?
And he was friendly, you know. He says, "What the hell you think you're going to try to do? You're going to do this for those damn son of a bitches up there, you know?" Well, you know, he had all the trouble with his teeth, you know, and they'd say, "What was your name?" And sometimes he'd say, "Swan Atherton," and they'd say, "What?" He'd say it over and over. Then he gets so goddamn mad after a while, he'd say, "Anderson."
King Herod's brother. His elder brother, the first husband of Herodias the Queen, was in prison there for 12 years. It did not kill him. At the end of 12 years, he had to be strangled. Strangled? Who dared to do that? That man yonder, Naaman. And he was not afraid.
Herod sent him the death ring, so he was not afraid.
Yet it is a terrible thing to strangle a king.
Why? Kings have but one neck, like other folk. Oh, the princess has hidden her face behind her fan. Oh, her little hands are fluttering like doves that bridle their dove coats. They are like butterflies.
What is that to you? Why do you look at her? You must not look at her, for the princess is getting up.
She is leaving the feast. Oh, she looks very troubled. Oh, she's coming this way. Yes, she is coming toward us. Oh, how alone she is. Never have I seen her so alone.
Do not look at her. Something terrible may happen.
She's like a dove in a strange. She's like an narcissus trembling in the wind. She's like a silver flower.
I cannot stay. I will not stay.
Look at me always with his
mole's
eyes from under his shaking eyelids. I
don't
know what it means.
You have left the feast, princess.
men. They're a heathen from Jerusalem, tearing each other to pieces over their foolish ceremonies. And barbarians who drink and drink and spill their wine. And Greeks from Smyrna, with painted cheeks and painted eyes. And Egyptians, silent and subtle, with long nails of jade. And Romans, coarse and brutal. How I hate the Romans. They give themselves the airs of noble lords.
Will you be seated, Princess?
Why do you speak to her?
How good to see the moon. She's like a little piece of money. A little silver flower. She's cold and chaste. She's never defiled herself. She's never abandoned herself to men like all the other goddesses.
Behold, the Lord has come. The Son of Man is at hand.
Is that who cried out?
Here's the prophet John, Princess, called Jochanan.
The prophet? He whom the king fears.
We know nothing of that, Princess. It was John the prophet who cried out. Princess, shall I bid them bring you a litter? The night is fair in the garden.
He says terrible things about my mother, does he not?
We never understand what he says, Princess.
Yes. He says terrible things about her. Is he no man, this prophet?
Princess, the king prays you to return to the feast.
I will not return.
Pardon me, Princess, but if you do not return, some misfortune may happen.
This prophet, is he an old man?
No, Princess, he is quite young. Princess, it were better to return. Let me lead you in.
What answer may I give to the king, to the princess?
Rejoice not, O land of Palestine, because the rod of him who smote thee is broken.
What a strange voice. I will speak with him.
I fear it may not be, Princess. The king does not allow anyone to speak with him. He's even forbidden the high priest to speak with him.
But I desire to speak with him.
It is impossible, Princess.
I will speak.
Would it not be better to return to the banquet?
Bring forth this prophet.
We dare not, Princess.
How black it is down there. It must be terrible to be in so black a hole. It is like a tomb. Did you not hear me? Bring forth the prophet. I will look at him.
Princess, I beg you, do not require this of us.
You are making me wait upon your pleasure.
Princess, our lives belong to you. But we cannot do what you asked of us. And indeed, it is not of us that you should ask this thing. Not of us before our captain.
What is going to happen? I am sure that something terrible will happen.
Thou wilt do this thing, Rupert, not none of us. I've often been kind toward thee. I would but look on him, this strange prophet. Men have talked so much of him. Often have I heard the king talk of him. I think he's afraid of him. Art thou? Even thou afraid of him, Narova?
I fear him not, Princess. There is no man I fear. But the king has formally forbidden that any man should raise the cover of this well.
Thou wilt do this thing, Narova. And tomorrow? When I pass in my litter beneath the gate of the Isle of Summers, I will look on thee through the muslin veil. I will look on thee, Narbus. It may be that I will smile on thee.
Princess, I cannot, I cannot.
Thou wilt do this thing, Narbus. Look at me. Look at me, Narbus. Thou knowest that thou wilt do whatever I ask of thee, Narbus. Thou knowest it. Thou knowest that I will do this thing.
Let the prophet come forth. The Princess Salome desires to see him. he whose cup of abominations is now full? Where is he who in a robe of silver shall one day die in the face of all the people? Bid him come forth, that he may hear the voice of him who hath cried out in the waste places and in the houses of kings.
Of whom is he speaking?
No one can tell, princess. Where is she who saw the images of men painted on the walls, painted in colors, and gave herself up unto the lust of her eyes?
He's speaking of my mother.
Oh, no, princess.
He's speaking of my mother.
Where is she who gave herself unto the young men of the Egyptians, whose shields are of gold, whose helmets are of silver, whose bodies are mighty? Where is she who gave herself to the captains of Assyria, who have crowns of many colors on their heads? Bid her rise up from the bed of her abominations, that she may hear the voice of him who prepareth the way of the Lord, that she may repent her of her iniquities. Though she will not repent, go bid her come.
She is terrible. Terrible.
Princess, do not stay here. I beseech you.
It is his eyes of a barrel that are terrible. They're like black holes burned by torches in a tapestry of Tyre. They are like the black caverns of Egypt in which the dragons make their lairs. They are like fantastic lakes troubled by fantastic moons. You think you'll speak again?
Princess, do not stay here. I pray you do not stay here.
How wasted he is. He's like a thin ivory statue, an image of silver. I'm sure he's chaste, as the moon is. He's like a moonbeam, a shaft of silver. Have a look on him,
Princess. No, Princess.
Have a look on him,
Princess. Who is this woman who is looking at me? I will not have her look at me with her golden eyes under her gilded eyelids. I know not who she is. I do not desire to know who she is. Bid her be gone. It is not to her that I would speak.
I'm Salome, daughter of Herodias, princess of Judea.
That daughter of Babylon, come not near the chosen of the Lord. Thy mother hath filled the earth with the wine of her iniquities, and the cry of her sinning hath come up even to the ears of God.
Speak, Jochanan. Thy voice is like music to mine ears.
Princess.
Speak. Tell me what I must do.
Daughter of sin, come not near me. But cover thy face with a veil. Get thee to the desert, and seek out the Son of Man.
Who is he, the Son of Man? Is he as beautiful as thou art, Jochanan?
I hear in the palace the beating of the wings of the angel of death. Princess, I beseech thee to go within. Angel of the Lord God, what dost thou here in this palace? Jochanan. The day of him who shall die in a robe of silver hath not yet come.
Jochanan.
Who speaketh?
Thy face is pure as the lilies in a field that the moor hath never mowed. Thou art pure as the snow that lie on the mountains of Judea and come down into the valley. The roses in the garden of the Queen of Arabia are not so fair. Nor the roses of the garden of the Queen of Arabia, the garden of spices of the Queen of Arabia. Nor the feet of the dawn when they lie on the leaves. Nor the breast of the moon when she lies on the breast of the sea. There is nothing in the world so pure. Let me come near thee.
Back, daughter of Babylon. My woman gave evil into the world. Speak not to me. I will not listen to thee. I listen but to the voice of the Lord God.
It is hideous. It is like the face of a leper. Like a maddened sepulchre. It is horrible. That face is horrible. Thy hair that I'm enamored of. A long black night when the moon hides her face, when the stars are afraid are not so black as thy hair. A silence that dwells in the forest is not so black. Suffer me to touch thy hair.
Back, daughter of Babylon, touch me not. profane not the temple of the Lord God.
I hear it, please. My mouth. My lips are like a band of scarlet on a tower of ivory. The pomegranate flowers that are redder than roses are not so red. The red blasts of trumpets that herald the approach of kings and make afraid the enemy are not so red. My lips are redder than the feet of him who cometh from a forest where he hath slain a lion. My lips are like a branch of coral found by fishes in the twilight of the sea. Coral they keep for kings. There is nothing in the world so red as thy lips. Suffer me to kiss thy lips.
Never, daughter of Babylon, daughter of Sodom. Never.
I will kiss thee, your...
Kiss it! Thou who are the devil of doves, look not at this man. Look not at him, princess. Do not speak such things to him. I cannot endure it.
Suffer me to kiss thy lips, young
man. The Ephraim has slain himself.
My brother has slain himself.
Princess, the young captain.
Let me kiss thy lips, your command.
Art thou not afraid, daughter of Herodias? Did I not tell thee that I heard in the palace the beating of the wings of the angel of death? And hath he not come?
Suffer me to kiss thee, Jochanan.
Daughter of sin, it is but one who can save thee. It is he of whom I spake. Go seek him. He is in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, and he talketh with his disciples. Kneel down on the shore of the sea and call unto him by his name. And when he cometh to thee, to all who call on him he cometh. Bow thyself at his feet and ask of him the remissions of thy sins.
Let me kiss thy lips, Jochanan.
Cursed be thou, daughter of Herodias, be thou accursed. I will not look at thee. Thou art accursed, Salome. Thou art accursed.
He was my brother, and nearer to me than a brother. In the evening we walked by the river. He liked to gaze at himself in the river. And he used to tell me of the things of our country. He spake ever very low.
Now he has killed himself.
But I knew the moon was seeking dead things. But I knew not it was he whom she sought. Why did I not hide him from the moon?
We must bear away the body. The king does not care to see dead bodies, save the bodies of those whom he himself has slain.
But the king never comes on the terrace. He's too much afraid of the prophet.
Where is the princess? Why did she not return to the banquet as I commanded? Ah, there she is.
You must not look at my daughter. You're always looking at her.
The moon has a strange look tonight. She's like a mad woman, seeking everywhere. She reels through the clouds like a drunken woman. She is like a mad woman, is she not?
No, the moon is like the moon, that is all. But it's returned within. You have nothing to do here.
I will stay here. Manasseh, lay carpets there, light torches, bring forth the ivory table and the tables of jasper. The air here is sweet. I would drink more wine with my guests. We must show all honor to the ambassadors of Caesar.
It's not because of them that you remain. My fan.
Yes, the air here is very sweet. Come, Herodias, our guests await.
What
myself with blood here. I have slipped in blood.
What does this body here? Whose is it?
I will not look at it.
It is our captain's sire, the young Sirius.
I issued no orders that he should be slain.
He slew himself, sire.
For what reason? I made him captain of my guard, but 3 days gone.
We know not, sire.
I thought it was only philosophers that slew themselves. Is it not true, Tigellinus, that philosophers slay themselves?
There may be some who slay themselves, Tetrarch. They are the Stoics. The Stoics are people of no cultivation. Everybody at Rome laughs at them. The emperor has written a satire against them.
A satire? Caesar can do everything. It's ridiculous to kill oneself. I am sorry. I am very sorry if he was fair to look upon. His father was a king. I drove him from his kingdom. And if his mother, Herodias, was a queen, you made a slave, and if his brother, your page. But he was here as my guest. I made him my captain. I am sorry. The body must be taken to another place. I will not look at it. It's cold here. There's a wind blowing.
Well, my friend, you have a dreamer's look. You must not dream. It's only sick people who dream.
Is it not cold here?
No, it is not cold here.
I am cold. There is a wind that blows.
I hear nothing.
And I hear in the air something that is as the beating of vast wings. Do you not hear?
I tell you, there is nothing. You are ill. Let us go within.
Salome. Salome. Come drink a little wine with me. Caesar himself sent it. Dip into it thy little red lips, that I may drain the cup.
I'm not thirsty, Tetras.
Then tell me. Come and eat fruits with me. Bite but a little of this fruit, that I may eat what is left.
I'm not hungry, Tetras.
You hear how she answers me, this daughter of yours?
My daughter and I come of a royal race. Thy father was a camel driver. She does right.
Thou liest.
Thou knowest well it is true.
Salome, come and sit beside me. I will give thee thy mother's throne.
I'm not tired, Petrarch.
You see what she thinks of you.
Bring me! What is it that I desire? I forget.
Behold, the time will come. That which I foretold has come to pass. The day that I spoke of in the
past. Bid him be silent. I will not listen to his voice. This man is forever vomiting insults against me.
He said nothing against you. He is a prophet.
I do not believe in prophets. Can a man tell what will come to pass? But I think you are afraid.
I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of no man.
I tell you, you are afraid of him.
Enough! He is a holy man. He is a man who has seen God. No, in these days, God does not show himself, for great evil has come upon the land. God is not at any time hidden. He shows himself at all times and in all places. In evil as well as in good. Thou shouldst not say that. That is a very dangerous doctrine.
Bid them be silent, they weary me.
Behold, the day is at hand, the day of the Lord.
The Messiah hath not come.
He hath come. And everywhere he worketh miracles.
Miracles. I do not believe in miracles. I've seen too many.
This man worketh true miracles. In a little town of Galilee, he changed water into wine. Certain persons who were present related it to me. And also he healed 2 lepers simply by touching them.
No, it was blind men that he healed.
They were lepers. He hath healed blind men also. And he was seen on a mountain talking with angels.
Angels do not exist.
Angels exist, but I do not believe this man talked with them.
He was seen by a great multitude of people. And also there was the miracle of the daughter of Jairus.
What is this miracle of the daughter of Jairus?
The daughter of
Gyrus was dead. This man raised her from the dead.
Ah, he raises people from the dead. I do not wish him to do that. I forbid him to do that. I suffer no man to raise the dead. Where is this man at present?
He is now in Samaria.
If he is in Samaria, it is not the Messiah. It is not to the Samarians that the Messiah shall come.
He left Samaria a few days since. At present, he is in Jerusalem.
I have just come from Jerusalem. He is not there.
He is in every place, my lord, but he is hard to find.
He must be found. He must. And I forbid him to raise the dead. To change water into wine, to heal lepers. He may do these things, and he will. I say nothing against these things. But no man shall raise the dead. Thus saith Herod the king. It would be terrible if the dead came back.
Ah, the wanton one. Ah, the daughter of Babylon with her golden eyes and her gilded eyelids. Thus saith the Lord God. Let there come up against her a multitude of men. Let the people take stones and stone her.
He says against me.
Let the captains of the host pierce her with their swords. Let them crush her beneath their shields.
Oh, but it is infamous.
It is thus that all women shall learn not to imitate.
You allowed him to revile your wife.
She did not speak your name.
Does that matter? You know well it is I whom he seeks to revile. And I am your wife, am I not?
The truth, Herodias, my well-beloved. And before that, you were the wife of my brother.
It was our... Steal me from his arms.
True, I was stronger than he. Still, thou might come, my well-beloved. I would drink to Caesar. There are Romans here. We must drink to Caesar!
Caesar! Caesar! Caesar!
Oh, Herodias,
Herodias,
my beloved.
Herodias,
my beloved.
Do you not see your daughter? She is sick.
What is that to you? She's not your daughter.
In that day the sun shall become black, and the moon shall become like blood, and the stars of the heavens shall fall upon the earth, and the kings of the earth shall be afraid.
You must deceive that day. I will not abide the sound of his voice. I hate his voice. Command him be silent.
I will not. It may be an omen.
Omen? I do not believe in omens. He speaks like a drunken man.
He is drunk. With the wine of God.
What wine is that? The wine of God? From what vineyard does it get? In what wine press may one find it? You are looking again at my daughter. Don't. I have already said so.
You say nothing else. Kigelinus. That restoration of the temple about which they have talked so much.
Yes, Petro. The restoration.
Will anything be done? They say the veil of the sanctuary has disappeared, do they not?
It was I stopped it, steal it. I will not stay here. Let us go within.
Salome. Daughter of Herodias. Dance for me.
I do not desire to dance, Petro.
Let her alone!
I command this.
I will not.
You see how she obeys you.
Oh, why is it to me whether she dances or not? It's not to me. Tonight I am exceedingly happy. Why should I not be happy? Caesar, who is lord of the world, has just sent me precious gifts and promises. Caesar, who is the lord of all things, loves me well. Therefore I do well to be happy.
He shall be seated on his throne. He shall be clothed in scarlet and purple. In his hand he shall bear a golden cup full of his blasphemy. And the angel of the Lord shall smite him. He shall be eaten of worms.
You hear what he says about you? He says you will be eaten by worms.
It's not to me that he speaks. It was to the king of Cappadocia, who is my enemy. He shall be eaten of worms, not I. Never has he spoken word against me, this prophet. Think that I sinned in taking to wife the wife of my brother.
You say that, you that are ever looking at my daughter.
Salome. Salome. I would be happy.
Somber look. Yes.
Yes.
Tell him. Tell him. Dance for me. I pray thee, dance for me. I am sad tonight. Yes, I am very sad tonight. When I came hither, I slipped in blood, which is an evil omen. I am sad tonight. Therefore, dance for me. Dance for me, I beseech thee. Whatsoever thou desirest, I will give it, if thou wilt but dance for me.
Will you indeed give me whatsoever I shall ask of thee, Tetra?
Even unto the half of my kingdom.
You swear it?
I swear it, Sarah.
Not dance, my daughter.
By what do you swear this thing, Tetra?
By my life, by my crown, by my God. Salome, Salome, dance for me.
My daughter, do not dance.
You have sworn.
I have sworn. It is cold here. There is an icy wind. Wherefore do I hear in the air this beating of wings? I might fancy a huge black bird hovering over the terrace. The beat of its wings is terrible. The breath of the wind of its wings is terrible.
You have sworn it, Captain.
I have sworn. And I am a slave of my word. I am not of those who know how to lie. I never break my word. And my word is the word of a king. Well, wherefore dost thou carry, sir?
My slave! Bring these horseshoes on the seven veils, and take them off my feet, my sandals.
Ah, thou art to dance with naked. Tis well, tis well. Thy little feet will be like doves. They will be like the white blossoms upon the tree. No. No, she is to dance on blood. There is blood spilled on the ground. She must not dance on blood. It would be an evil omen. It will avail thee nothing till she has danced. Dance for me, Salome. Dance for me.
My daughter, do not dance.
Thank you.
woman. You see, she has danced for me, your daughter. Come here. Come here, Salome, that I may give thee whatsoever thy soul desires. What should I have, Salome? Speak.
I would that they presently bring on a silver shield.
On a silver shield? She is charming, is she not? What would thou have to bring thee on a silver shield, my sweet and fair Salome? Tell me.
The head of John the Prophet.
No, Salome, do not listen to thy mother. Do not heed thy mother's voice. She gives thee evil counsel. Do not heed her.
It is not my mother that I heed. It is for my own pleasure that I ask the head of Jokanar on a silver shield.
I pray thee, Salome, ask of me something else. Ask of me the half of my kingdom, and I will give it thee. But ask not of it what thy lips have asked.
I ask the head of Jokanar.
No, I will not give it.
You have sworn an oath, Tetrarch. Forget not that you have sworn an oath.
Yes, you've sworn an oath. You swore it before everybody. Everybody heard you.
Peace, woman. Tis not to you I speak.
I thought you'd done well to ask the head of this man. He said unspeakable things against me. One can see she loves her mother well. Do not heal my daughter.
I pray thee, be not stubborn. Surely not artistic. The head of a man that is cut from his body is ill to look upon, is it not? What pleasure couldst thou have in it? There is no pleasure thou couldst have in it.
I ask the head of Jokanar.
No, it is not that thou desirest. Thou sayest that because thy duty troubles. No, thou wilt look on thee no longer. It is not good to look on anything. Neither of things nor of people should one look. Only in mirrors is it well to look. For mirrors do but show us much. Salome, Salome, let us be as friends. Bethink thee.
Head of Jokanar.
No, I'm not listening. No, I'm not listening. Hey, listen to me, Salome. Come here. I fear thou wilt not hear my words. Salome, thou knowest my peacocks, my beautiful white peacocks that walk in the garden. Two by two they walk between the black cypresses and the myrtles. Each has a slave to attend it. Caesar himself has no bird so fair. I will give thee 50 of my peacocks. I have but 100. I will give them all to thee. Only thou must loose me for my oath.
I ask the head of Jokanar.
You are ridiculous with your peacock.
You cry out like a beast of prey. Feast, I tell you. Dear Gunther,
be gone. Am I not calm? I have jewels hidden in this palace that my mother has never seen. I have a collar.
I will give thee all that is mine. Save only. I will give thee the mantle of the high priest. I will give thee the veil of the sanctuary.
I ask the head of Jokanar.
Did I give mine oath? Hereafter let no king swear an oath. If he keeps it not, it is terrible. And if he keeps it is terrible also.
My daughter has done well.
Of a troth, she is her mother's child.
I hear nothing. Why did he not cry out with men? If any man sought to kill me, I would cry out. I would struggle. I would not suffer. Strike, Naaman! He's a slave. He's a coward, this slave. dost bear thyself towards me as to a woman that is a wanton. Me, Pavel May, daughter of Verona. Princess of Judea.
Oh, Jochenan! Who is the man I love alone among men?
I am never hateful to me. But thou art beautiful. Wherefore didst thou not look at me? Thou didst put upon thine eyes a covering of him who would see his God. Well, thou hast seen thy God. But me, me thou didst never see. If thou hast seen me, thou hast known me. I saw thee and I loved thee. Oh, how I loved thee. I love thee yet. So only. And I am athirst for thy beauty. For the floods, nor the great waters, no wine can quench my desire. For you I don't know, you cannot. I was changed, and thou didst fill my veins with fire. Wherefore dost thou not look at me? If thou hast looked at me, thou hast loved me. And the mystery of love is greater than the mystery of death.
Monstrous. Monstrous, I tell thee, thy daughter. What she has done is a crime against some unknown god.
I'm pleased with my daughter. I would stay here now.
There speaks my brother's wife. I will not stay in this place. Get out the torches. I will not look on things. I will not settle things to look at me. Hide the moon. Hide the stars. We inside ourselves in our palace of Herodias. I begin to be afraid.
Titled Lullaby, Meow, Dolly's Garden, Kitty Waltz, Tendres, and Spanish Dance. In this performance, Robert and Gabi Casadesu are at the piano in Dolly, a suite for piano four hands by Gabriel Fauré.
Thank you.
Thank you. just heard pianists Robert and Gabi Casadesu in the suite for one piano, four hands, Dolly, by Gabriel Fauré. The six movements were entitled Lullaby, Mi-A-U, Dolly's Garden, Kitty Waltz, Tendresse, and a brilliant concluding movement, The Spanish Dance.